Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Maxi, the Timberwolves play tonight. Looking for that win to kind of stop the streak here.
That elusive win. They get Atlanta in town. They played Atlanta, of course, on Monday afternoon. And Atlanta did beat them by about 10 or 11 points. They got Trae Young, great player. But just about all the focus right now for the Timberwolves has got to be on themselves. And, you know, scouting reports are easy to come by. You know, understand they're going to go inside to Capella and they're going to do something, and Hunter's going to shoot it from the outside. That's easy to figure out, particularly when you just played a team. But how you get the Timberwolves team to come up with a sense of, especially when they're in games, what a good possession looks like, good luck, because they have not done that. Now, part of it is you've got young players that you're trying not to let them overthink situations without a training camp, without summer basketball, those things. We had Jaden McDaniels on last night on the radio, and he had a nice game the other night. He's their second first-round pick. You know, they got obviously, they got Edwards at the top of it and him at the back end of it, and, you know, he looks like he's got some ability. He's really skinny. He's 6'10 and about 200 pounds. So you see a little bit of that, but unless you can bring it together and bring it out of them, none of that matters. So they couldn't do it in one day, but I have no idea how Ryan Saunders is going to get that point across, because it is so paramount to his teaching and his coaching, and so important that coaches are able to do that, and that is be able to teach your guys to recognize, you know, in this situation, we should probably get the ball to fill in the blank. For the Wolves, it would be Russell and Beasley down the stretch right now without Towns, and let them do something, and it'll kill them if they don't. And that's, you know, they're so vulnerable for so many different reasons right now. They can't play inside with you because they're not big and strong, and they're not the basketball IQ overall of this team is not strong, except for probably Russell and Beasley.
So that's tonight here on WCCO Radio as well. Then just chatting with Billy Guerin earlier this morning, Maxie. The Wild come back, and obviously 3-1, he was excited, but he thought they skated pretty well too. He said 3 out of 4 games.
Yeah, it's so strange to think that this is their home opener tonight, because that's usually filled with the buzz and St. Paul and fanfare and all that goes with it. And obviously, usually it's much earlier than this too in the season, but they've got the attention of the public, because, you know, you go 3-1, especially when you do it on the road. And you do it late at night, so a lot of people probably haven't sampled them too much so far. So they'll come back and see if they can make something of it. But Cam Talbot was also pretty good for them, too, in goal. And obviously that's a big question coming into the season, is what are you going to get from this guy? And so far, so good is the answer. And then plus they've spread it around so much. And, you know, you look at how Joel Eriksson Ek and some of these guys played that maybe you weren't expecting it from, and they're still waiting for Kevin Fiala. And if Fiala gets going, you've got something pretty special offensively maybe there that they haven't had for a while.
By the way, Dave St. Peter announcing a Twins Fest here this morning, virtual Twins Fest. So on January 30th, Maxie, baseball fans, and I know they're going to tune into that.
Yeah. And you know, we'll carry it on CCO Radio and all that. And people are itching for something to talk you know, talk baseball, anything like that. But the Twins Fest obviously is another thing that you'd go out there and you'd feel the energy of the upcoming season. And they always had such high participation from their players that would come in and participate in it, that the fans gotten up close with them. And then a lot of different different baseball type things there. And of course, we do live broadcasts from there, and we kind of town hall meetings almost to an extent. So, and that's part of the buzz. That's part of keeping it out in front of the public. You come off of the caravan to that, and you don't have that this year. So you do the next best thing, and that's the virtual part of it. And the next part, and I really feel for the employees that the Twins went through this very difficult season last year. And now you're sitting there and you're going, okay, what kind of season ticket packages do we offer? Well, we don't know yet because we don't know who can be here. So everybody's kind of skating on this and trying to figure out, how you go about it. So I feel for them, just nothing worse than uncertainty. And they've just got that uncertainty right now. But the good news is baseball is fortified by television contracts and everything else. And so they know how to play a season without fans. So if they had to, they know how to start a season without fans. They know what that looks like and what that feels like. I'd just like to see, for the sake of the employees, they get some clarification on, what this is going to look like and when you're going to be able to get people through the gate.
Maxie, have fun to covering, whether it's East Ridge or Creighton or Maple Grove and Champlain Park or Park Center and Osseo. That ought to be fun. Lakeville, North
Got
Lakeville.
Got them all, yeah.
Good games. I'll look forward to seeing you on WCCO-TV tonight with that wrap-up.
Thank you, David. Have a good weekend.
He is Mike Max. You can catch him on the radio at 6:30, but also he'll have full coverage on Channel 4 tonight as well. WCCO time is 8:45.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.